Audrey St. Mark, Dolgeville, New York. I just want to say how grateful I am to you. I just turned the radio on, and I heard about the storm that was coming, and it hit about 10 minutes after, and it's still going on. And I am so grateful that you told me about it, because I was able to prepare, you know, get all the curtains closed and stuff like that. So thank you again for all that you do.
Hi, this is Dottie Sanford calling from Warwick, New York. Just was listening this morning, Monday, August 15th, and I just love Rich Honan. It was a great, great show, and Rich did an awesome job. He's my favorite. He's well-spoken, articulate, and smart, and brings a balance to the roundtable conversation. Thank you so much for having Rich on the show.
Hi, I'm from Pittsfield, Mass. I've been listening to your station for a long time. I've never called to leave a comment. I listen to National Public Radio for unbiased radio, and it's unbelievable, you know, in the last couple months how biased you are, and I'm in no means a Trump supporter, but every morning I ride to work and I just listen to you bash, you know, Donald Trump, and it's amazing how many times that he's been referred to as like a Nazi, and in the same breath you talk about fear, and, you know, calling somebody a Nazi is essentially building fear into the American public as well. Again, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but at no time do they talk about Hillary Clinton and all these emails or anything. It's just, it's getting so hard to listen to because I want to hear just unbiased facts to make an appropriate decision.
My name is Tom in New Windsor, New York, and I was just listening to a commentary on your program by Stephen Gottlieb. He tried to justify the meaning behind the Black Lives Matter movement. This is a movement which is very racist and very radical and has been turned around to, you know, be used against police and white people. And I suggest you you not really pay too much attention or notarize this this liberal leftist anti-civilization sentiment.